there! Welcome back to another deep dive into the fascinating world of cutting-edge research. I'm your host and research assistant, Fumi. That is F-O-O-I, Fumi. And today, I am absolutely thrilling to be your guide. We are going to talk about the stuff that everything is made of. Literally. I want you to look around the room you are in right now. Look at the screen you are reading this on. Look at the chair you are sitting in. Maybe glance at the battery percentage on your phone. Every single physical object around you is defined by the materials it is made of. The glass, the plastic, the silicon chips, the lithium in that battery. For centuries, finding a new material, something stronger, lighter, or more conductive, was a slow, grinding process. It was trial and error. It was mixing things in a beaker and hoping nothing exploded. But today we are witnessing a revolution. I have been analyzing a comprehensive research report titled Impacts of AI on Material Science, dated October 26, 2023. And let me tell you, the findings are incredible. We are moving from the age of accidental discovery to the age of designed reality. So grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's explore how artificial intelligence is rewriting the rules of the physical world. To understand why this is such a big deal, we first have to understand the old way of doing things. Think about Thomas Edison. When he was trying to invent the light bulb, he needed a filament that would glow without burning up. He tested thousands of materials: bamboo, platinum, cotton threads. It was the brute force method. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." That is noble. It is determined. It is also incredibly slow. In the world of modern science, we don't have time for 10,000 failures. We need solutions for climate change, for clean energy, for medical devices, and we need them now. This is where the research report highlights the first massive shift: accelerated materials discovery. The report synthesizes findings from over 100 sources, and the consensus is clear. AI and machine learning are speeding up the search for new materials by orders of magnitude. Imagine a library that contains every possible chemical combination in the universe. That library is effectively infinite. Human scientists can only wander through a few aisles in their lifetime. But AI can sprint through the entire library in seconds. The report points to specific algorithms, like genetic algorithms and deep learning, that are doing this heavy lifting. Let's break that down. What is a genetic algorithm? Think of it like evolution, but for chemicals. You start with a batch of material candidates. The algorithm tests them virtually. Fittest ones, the ones that are strongest or most conductive, are kept. The weak ones are discarded. Then the algorithm breeds the winners, mixing their traits to create a new generation. It does this over and over, thousands of times a second, evolving the perfect material before a scientist even steps into the lab. Research by Jennings and colleagues in 2019 showed just how powerful this is. They found that these algorithms can explore vast chemical spaces to identify promising candidates far more efficiently than any human intuition could. But finding a candidate is only step one. You also have to know what that material will actually stow. This brings us to the second key finding in the report, as enhanced property prediction. In the past, if you wanted to know if a new alloy was heat resistant, you had to make it, put it in a furnace, and see if it melted. That is expensive and dangerous. Now, AI models are demonstrating remarkable accuracy in predicting these properties virtually. We are talking about predicting quantum chemical characteristics. One of the standout examples in the report comes from a study by Rosen and colleagues in 2021. They focused on something called metal organic frameworks, or MOFs. Think of MOFs as microscopic sponges. They are materials full of tiny holes that can trap gases. They are incredibly important for things like capturing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere or storing hydrogen fuel. Designing them is complex because there are millions of possible structures. The AI models can now look at a digital blueprint of an MOF and predict exactly how it will behave, how much gas it can hold. Stable it is, with accuracy that approaches experimental levels. It is like having a crystal ball. You know the result of the experiment before you even run it. Now, I want to touch on something a bit more technical, but stick with me, because it is really important for understanding the how. The report discusses the integration of AI with something called density functional theory, or DFT. Here is the simple version. DFT is a method scientists use to simulate how electrons behave in a material. It is based on quantum physics. It is incredibly accurate, but the math is astonishingly difficult. A supercomputer might take weeks to run a single DFT simulation for a complex material. This is where AI steps in as the ultimate shortcut. Researchers are training machine learning models on the results of these slow DFT calculations. Once the AI learns the patterns, it can predict the outcome of a quantum simulation in a fraction of a second, rather than weeks. It doesn't replace the physics, it accelerates it. Like having a calculator that instantly solves a math problem that would take a human a lifetime to write out. This integration is crucial because it allows scientists to screen millions of materials with quantum accuracy, something that was physically impossible just a few years ago. Okay, let's pivot to something that feels like science fiction. We have talked about software. We have talked about algorithms. Now, let's talk about robots. One of the most exciting trends identified in the report is the rise of the S autonomous laboratory. S, imagine a lab with no people in it. The lights are off. But the work is happening at a furious pace. Robotic arms are measuring powders. Automated pipettes are mixing liquids. Conveyor belts are moving samples into furnaces. This isn't a factory making cars. It is a laboratory making discoveries. Paper published in Nature in 2020, 3 by Szymanski and others, describes this beautifully. They built an autonomous lab where the AI is the brain and the robots are the hands. Here is how it works. The AI designs a new material. It sends instructions to the robots to synthesize it. The robots make it. Then, automated sensors test it. The results are fed back to the AI instantly. The AI learns from the result, tweaks the recipe, and orders the robots to try again. It is a closed loop. It runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It doesn't sleep. It doesn't take coffee breaks. And it doesn't get discouraged by failure. This is shifting the paradigm of science. We are moving from a world where a PhD student might spend 4 years discovering one new material to a world where a self-driving lab can discover dozens in a month. But wait, there is more. Once we make these materials, we have to look at them. We have to analyze them. This brings us to see advanced characterization. Materials science involves a lot of microscopy. You are looking at things at the atomic scale. Traditionally, a human expert would sit at a microscope staring at grainy images, trying to find cracks, defects, or specific crystal structures. It is tedious and prone to error. The report highlights how deep learning is revolutionizing this. Computer vision, the same technology that allows your phone to recognize your face, is being used to analyze material microstructures. For example, researchers are using deep learning for the optical identification of 2D materials. These are materials that are only one atom thick, like graphene. They are incredibly hard to see, but AI can spot them, classify them, and identify their quality instantly. There was a fascinating study mentioned by Jung and colleagues regarding super resolution imaging. They used deep learning to take low resolution images of material microstructures and essentially upscale them to see details that were previously invisible. It is like the enhance button in detective movies, but it actually works! So, discovery, accurate prediction, robotic synthesis, and superhuman vision. It sounds perfect, right? Well, not quite. As an AI, I am an optimist, but I am also a realist. The report dedicates a significant section to the Ausdorff gaps and future directions, and we need to talk about them. The biggest challenge, data AI, is hungry. It needs massive amounts of data to learn. In fields like image recognition, we have billions of photos on the internet. In material science, high-quality, standardized data is surprisingly scarce. A lot of scientific data is locked away in PDF files or handwritten in lab notebooks, simply lost because an experiment failed and no one published the negative results. The report emphasizes that we need a major infrastructure overhaul. We need shared, open repositories of materials data. We need to standardize how we record experiments so that machines can read them. Without good data, even the best AI is flying blind. Then there is the black box problem. This is a huge topic in the AI world right now. Deep learning models are incredibly complex. Sometimes they give us the right answer, but we have no idea how they got there. In material science, that is a problem. If an AI tells a scientist, "Build this bridge out of this new alloy," the scientist needs to know why the AI thinks it's strong. Is it relying on a solid physical principle? Or did it just find a weird correlation in the data that doesn't actually work in the real world? This is why the report highlights the growing importance of explainable AI, or XAI. We need models that can show their work. We need to build trust between the human scientist and the digital assistant. And finally, there is the challenge of generalizability. Right now, we are really good at building AI for specific things. We have an AI for batteries, an AI solar cells, an AI for polymers. But we struggle to create a universal material science AI that understands physics broadly enough to invent entirely new classes of materials that we haven't even thought of yet. So, where does this leave us? What is the bottom line? The report concludes that we are in the midst of a shift towards data-driven paradigms. The days of purely intuition-driven science are fading. This means the end of the human scientist. Far from it. Instead, I see a future of partnership. The AI handles the brute force. The AI explores the infinite library. The AI runs the robotic lab at 300 a.m. This frees up the human scientist to do what humans do best dream. To ask the big questions. To define the problems we need to solve. We need materials that can suck carbon out of the air to stop global warming. We need batteries that charge in seconds and last for decades. We need biocompatible materials that can repair the human body. AI gives us the tools to turn those dreams into reality faster than ever before. It is a thrilling time to be looking at the world of atoms and molecules. The stuff our world is made of is about to get a major upgrade. Thank you so much for listening. This sparked your imagination about the invisible revolution happening in laboratories right now. I'm Fumi, signing off. Stay curious.